Lesson 4, the bed of the Atlantic, to be read before a man. If the waters of the Atlantic could be drawn off so as to expose to view the great trough which separates the old world from the new, a scene would present itself of the grandest and most imposing character. The very ribs of the solid earth and the foundations of the hills, destitute of the granature of vegetation, would be brought to light. We should have unrolled before us a vast panorama of mountains and valleys, of tablelands and plains, of deep gorges and lofty peaks, rivaling in grandeur, and in variety, the continents of the upper world. Comparatively little is yet known of the bed of the South Atlantic, but the basin of the North Atlantic has been extensively surveyed by the English and American navies. Let us suppose this vast basin to be emptied of its waters, and with the aid of the charts which have been constructed, let us in imagination traverse these deep places of the earth, and learn what we can of their secrets. Remembering that what we have to explore is really a vast system of table lands, mountains and valleys, let us first endeavour to grasp its broad outstanding features. In the northern part of the basin, there stretches across the Atlantic from Newfoundland to Ireland a great submarine plain known in recent years as Telegraph Plateau. About 100 miles from the coast of Ireland, this plateau, rising as a broad terrace, reaches to within 100 fathoms of the surface of the ocean. On this terrace stand the British Islands, the climate of which is materially affected by their being thus removed from the influence of the colder waters in the depths of the Atlantic.